Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
The Poor Knight, a fantasy musical podcast suitable for all ages, brought to you by Fool and Scholar Productions. Follow Nathaniel the Boar Knight and the friends he meets along his journey as he's bitten by a wereman and must break the curse before the full moon. Listen to The Boar Knight wherever you get your podcasts or learn more at foolandscholar.com.
Friendship and daring, music and caring, now's the night, here comes the Boar Knight,
now! Hello, dear listeners. Welcome to the Snoop and Sniffy Show. As you know, I'm Snoop, the top-notch dog detective here in Pflugerville, formerly of London. I prided myself on being a dog detective who based my skills in logic, wit and reason. But after solving our last case, the case of the gnarly gnomes, I've broadened my mind a bit to accept cases with perhaps some supernatural and magical elements. That doesn't mean there's not a rational explanation for everything. It just means sometimes magical things can happen. I don't know. Don't ask me to explain.
Oh, Snoop, are you a believer now?
I'm not a believer. I mean, yes, do I believe those gnomes were cursed and that the wishing well water somehow helped in freeing them from being stuck and voiceless? But does that mean I believe in magic? Perhaps. Maybe I just don't fully understand magic yet. I'm sure if I really studied it...
Snoop, we've been having the same conversation for days, ever since the gnarly gnome case. I'm glad it stimulated your mind so much.
You know what? Me too. I love thinking.
Hoot is here.
Hoot, what are you doing here? And is that...
Roxy the Rat. Sure is.
We don't have any cheese.
It's okay. I don't want cheese anymore. In fact, I need your help.
That's right. Roxy the Rat came to Poot because she wants to enlist the services of the best dog detectives in town, and that includes me, Poot.
What's this now, Roxy? What do you need our help with?
Something's gone wrong. Something has gone terribly wrong.
Go on. Tell us what's happened.
Snoop and Sniffy and me, Poot, are the best detectives around. We will help you. Tell us.
Okay. It's just... I'm not really supposed to tell anyone about this place. But I fear I have no choice. Down below Pflugerville, in the tunnels underground, is a hidden secret place. A city of rats.
A city of rats?
Yes. And everyone in the city is in terrible danger. Something has been hypnotizing the rats in the city, making them sleepwalk and then disappear up above the surface. My father, the king of the rats.
The king of the rats? What?
Yes, I...
Ooh, does that mean you're a princess?
Technically, yes. But I don't see myself that way.
What do you think is causing the rats to sleepwalk?
I'm not sure, but my friend, Mallory, said she heard a strange song and smelled a sweet smell down in the city. That was before she started sleepwalking and disappeared too.
Interesting. This sounds like a case for Sniffy and I.
And Poot.
Yes, and Poot too.
Oh, thank you. My father and I are so worried. We've never seen the city of rats so on edge.
So, are you allowed to bring us down there? I fear the only way for us to solve this case is to go below.
Yes. It is supposed to be a secret city, but the situation is dire. Everyone will understand if you can figure out what's happening.
A city of rats? An underground adventure? I'm in! Just as long as I don't have to give up cheese.
If you help me, you can have all the cheese in the world. I make that my personal promise.
Okay, now I'm really in. Let's go!
Roxy, you'll have to lead us underground to this city of rats. But because we're a bit bigger than you both, Poot, you'll have to dig a big enough tunnel so Sniffy and I can fit too.
Poot can do that.
Great. Well then, let's go. Off to the City of Rats.
Follow me.
I've been in a lot of tunnels recently. Oh, can't forget about my secret flashlight gadget collar.
Well thought, Sniffy. I'll turn mine on too.
So, Roxy, just how far down is this City of Rats?
It's pretty far. We like to keep our distance from the surface world. There's a quick secret entrance in the sewer. But, wait. I wasn't supposed to say that. Forget I said that.
We have already forgotten it.
I didn't.
Sniffy, shh.
What's that?
Nothing. Poot, you're making quick work of this tunnel. We'll surely be there in no time.
Poot is the best secret undercover underground agent.
It's just around this limestone edge, and down past the granite cliffs, and here we are, the City of Rats.
Whoa, it's way more impressive than I thought.
The architecture is so unique, so striking.
Thank you. Most other animals don't know how much rats are into architecture and design. We're classier than we seem. Most of the time.
Happens to the best of us.
Now, Roxy, can you take us to your father? We must ask him about what's been happening in his city.
Yes, this way. Follow me. The streets of the city have become less and less busy since these strange attacks have started. My fellow rats are afraid. We want our friends to come back.
Sniffy, do you smell anything?
I smell dirt and manure and trash, moldy things. Typical rat stuff.
No sweet smell?
Unless you count old tropical flavored gum, no.
Interesting.
My father's just down this tunnel. That's where he rules over the city. I hope he won't be mad that I brought you down here.
Roxy, you're back. I thought I told you not to go up to the surface anymore. Things are too dangerous.
Sorry, Father. I had to do something.
What have you done? Who are these dogs?
This is Snoop, the top-notch dog detective in Pflugerville, and his partner, Sniffy.
And Poot.
Oh, and Poot the Groundhog. She's also part of their detective agency. I once bribed them in the sewer and demanded cheese. It's a whole story.
You've broken the secrecy of the City of Rats. You've betrayed us all.
No, Father, listen. These two are the best dog detectives I've ever come across. They can help us. They can figure out what's happening. Sniffy can sniff out any smell. And Snoop, why, he's the smartest dog I've ever met.
This is all true. I can sniff out anything. And Snoop is the smartest dog ever.
Oh, gee, thanks.
Daughter, you know I can't stay mad at you, but this was reckless. We do not know what is out there yet and bringing strangers in.
Technically, we're not strangers. She did bribe us to get cheese. But I can see from your face that you don't care about that, so I'll stop talking.
Father, just let them at least try to help us. If they can't, then you were right.
I suppose. Can you two really help us?
We will try. Now, can you tell us a bit more about what's happening?
Yes. About 3 days ago, some rats reported hearing a lovely, melodious song in the distance. After the song, a strange, sweet smell filled the air. That's when they noticed some of their friends and family members sleepwalking away. When they never came back, questions started getting asked.
Interesting. And does this happen randomly or at specific times of the day?
As far as we can tell, randomly. But I myself haven't heard the song or smelled the scent. It has only happened on the far west edge of the city.
The far west edge, you say?
correct.
Allons-y, team. Time to face the danger.
Are you sure we should do that, Snoop?
Only one way to figure this out. Time to face the music. And the smell.
I'll show you the way.
Roxy, I forbid you from going over there. Come back.
I'm not afraid, Father. Come on, you three. Follow me.
We'll make sure she's okay.
We're here. The western edge of the city. See? No one is around.
Does everyone else hear that?
That's a nice song.
The sweet smell.
Poot smells it too.
Roxy, do you... Roxy!
She's sleepwalking away. The song got her. Well, investigators, have we got a case on our hands? Roxy the Rat has just been hypnotized and led away by a strange song and a sweet smell. What is causing this? We must follow Roxy to the source. Stay with us after this break.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thanks for coming back. To recap, we were enlisted by Roxy the Rat to come down to the City of Rats to figure out why and how a strange song and a sweet smell have been hypnotizing the rats into sleepwalking away forever. But now, Roxy herself has been hypnotized. We need to keep up.
Snoop, what's wrong with Roxy? Why did she fall into this trance?
I don't know, Sniffy. It's strange.
Could it be magic?
No, this isn't magic.
Are you sure?
Sniffy, now's not the time for this debate while we are following a sleepwalking rat.
But how come she's affected by the song and we aren't?
That's a good question. But remember, back during our case when we went beyond Bark Street and heard those loud, annoying echoes.
Yes.
And how only dogs could hear them.
Oh, yeah. Jonathan the Beluga Whale's Sonar Pop Songs.
Yeah, well, maybe this song is like that. Everyone can hear it, but only rats are transfixed into a sleepwalking state.
Oh, that makes sense. So what could be causing this song?
Hopefully we'll find out. It's getting louder.
Poot hopes Roxy's okay.
She's going to be fine. We're with her. We just can't lose her. This smell. It smells so familiar, Sniffy. Do you recognize it?
Yes, I do. It's something sweet.
We know that.
Oh, it's the same smell as the hand soap that the schlubs use. Not my favorite, but pleasant enough.
Oh, that's right. It's lavender.
The purple stuff?
Yes. Why would the overwhelming smell of lavender be pervading a city of rats?
She's turning this way.
Everyone, keep up.
I think my flashlight is getting stronger, or we're getting closer to the surface. The light is getting brighter.
The song is also getting louder. Don't lose her.
Where are we? It sure is bright. And these smells. Whoa, powerful stuff.
Flower gardens.
Poot is right. We're in the middle of the Pflugerville Botanical Gardens. And this is the lavender field.
Where's Roxy?
We've lost her? No, where did she go? It's hard to find a rat in a field of lavender.
Calm yourself, Sniffy. I think if we head towards the song, we can find her. This way. Just through this bit here and...
What in the poot?
What is going on here? What kind of bird is that singing? Look at his tail. It's so long and beautiful.
I'm not sure, but this singing bird seems to have transfixed all these rats with his song to help him pick this lavender. Look at them go.
Well, I'm not gonna let them get away with it anymore. Hey, you bird!
Hey, oh, a dog. Who are you? My name's Elio. I'm a lyrebird. Aren't you cute?
A lyrebird? What have you done to my friend?
Huh? What are you talking about? What friend? Little guy, we're all chill here, you see? I'm in love.
You're in love? Stop that singing!
Whoa, bad vibes.
All these rats, you've hypnotized them into being your workers.
Hypnotized? What are you talking about? They all chose to help me.
Then how come they're not helping now when you stopped singing?
Oh, weird. Yeah, I see now that they're all standing around kind of dazed. I don't know what they're up to. All I know is that Penelope the Peacock is going to be here soon. And for the past 3 days, I've been gathering lavender and jasmine with all sorts of flowers to present her with a big wreath of love. Because I'm in love.
Yes, yes, we know you're in love.
Sorry to your rat friends. I thought they just supported love.
So, you didn't know your song was hypnotizing them?
Truly? No idea. I guess you can say I'm a bit self-centered in that way.
Clearly.
Look, my dogs, when you fall in love, you'll understand. Do you want to help me with this wreath? I'm almost done.
Poot will.
Poot, no!
Elio, we just want you to understand that for the past 3 days, the song you've been singing has somehow hypnotized a large portion of rats to sleepwalk and help you without them knowing exactly what they were doing.
Yeah, whoa, that's wild. I guess I'll stop singing my love song. I don't want to force any rats to be doing work they don't want to do, even if it is for love.
Thank you. Hopefully the rats will all wake up from their daze soon.
Me too. I feel really bad. I guess I was just so caught up in love. I think I'm done with the wreath anyways. What do you think? Will Penelope love it?
Okay. Yeah, that is a really pretty wreath.
Yeah, well, that's kind of a masterpiece.
Thanks. Yeah, I gotta thank my rat friends for helping. Okay, I'm gonna go give it to her. Sorry again. Just let them know. I'm in love.
Can you believe that? He was so self-involved, he didn't even realize the rats helping him weren't awake.
Love will do that to you.
Have you ever been in love, Snoop?
Ah, the rats. They're awakening from their daze.
What happened? happened? Where am I?
You are in the lavender fields of Pflugerville Botanical Gardens.
How did I get here?
Love.
Huh?
Well, Roxy, we figured out that a lyrebird, which is a bird with a pretty tail and some musical talent, was singing a song about love.
And for some reason that we don't yet understand, the song was able to send all you rats into a trance to help him pick lavender for a wreath for his crush.
But how?
Magic. The magic of love.
Or I'm going to say it was something to do with the hearing receptors in a rat's brain coupled with some sciencey stuff. It's definitely not magic.
Right. Okay. Right. Okay. Well, it smells awful and sweet up here. We need to get back down to the city to tell my dad that all the rats have been found and are saved. Yes, I owe you, Lord, a bunch of cheese. Thanks again for helping out. I really appreciate it. I misjudged you before, but now I know that you two are the best dog detectives around. Come on, rats, back down to the city, which is a secret still. Shh.
Well then, Sniffy, Poot, another case has been solved.
And I'm so excited. We're gonna get a bunch of cheese.
Poot loves cheese too.
Well, friends, today was quite a thrilling adventure for us all. A city of rats. A hypnotizing song. Elio should have realized the rats weren't helping him willingly, but he was too caught up in his own feelings. And love, while powerful and beautiful, should not blind us to the needs of those around us. I'm glad we were able to repair our relationship with Roxy. Building trust with the residents of Bark Street is key for a local detective. Now, if you've enjoyed today's mystery, you can find other fun adventures by searching for Go Kid Go. In fact, be sure to check out The Silver Lining, a new Go Kid Go podcast about a girl who goes back in time to Camelot to meet King Arthur and his Knights of the Round Table. That's an epic adventure and features tons of actors that Sniffy and I love, like Liam Neeson, Emily Blunt and Kristen Bell. Just search for The Silver Lining on Spotify, Apple or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm actually going to go and listen to an episode of The Silver Lining with Sniffy now. Until next time, always be investigating. Woof woof.
Go Kid Go!
Once upon a time, there was a girl
who dreamed of flying through the stars,
who dared to resist injustice,
who lived to a beat and a rhythm that was all her own.
Her name was
Chloe.
Frida.
Oprah.
Celia Cruz.
Josephine.
Greta.
Ruth.
Alice.
One day, she
wondered, could today be the beginning of something new?
This was her one opportunity to do something, something big.
So that's exactly what she did.
Along the way, she discovered that
she wasn't alone.
Her body felt strong, her mind sharp.
She was prepared to work as hard as it took.
Her words were making a real change, and she felt powerful.
I'm Gail King.
I'm Andrea Day.
I'm Diane Gibbons.
I'm Lindsay Vaughn.
I'm Jamila Jamal.
I'm Anita Hill.
I'm Brenda Chapman.
I'm Alana Glazer.
And this is Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts or find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio.